the carriage road. When autumn turned the trees and there was nothing left to do but rake their musk, I'd bike along a carriage road beyond the place we called town. I went slow down the roads listening, so images still came through. A tractor idle in a field, its silence held in the empty hood of my jacket. Then instep, foothold, and sprocket, while an old stone wall rolled past, 100 cracks for an eye or the sight of a gun. I thought a man owned that land and knew what it needed. Some trees were tied with ribbons, planned takedowns by a forester I'd never seen. An awful smell blew up from the scutch, something along the lines of vetch or the torpor of swamp gas. I'd heard about a teen who was hurt on that road while testing the limits of his mini bike, his back broken on an odd paradox of sand. But no markers or ghosts, just fire in my legs as I pedaled through the scent of the trash trees. Puddles riddled the road, my path a collage of leaves. And though I had no idea I was a burden to that place, a noise in the center of its sleep, I was beginning to learn that inanimate things have a consciousness, that a tree remembers its birth in a basin of peat.